Following days of public protests, groups for and against continuing the war in Iraq held dueling news conferences here in Washington. Debbie Argel-Bastian is with an organization called Move America Forward that backs President Bush and his policy of sending in more troops to quell sectarian violence in Baghdad. Bastian's son Derek, an Air Force captain, was killed in Iraq 2 years ago.
People are tired of undermining the troops. So we are going to speak loud and clear, and we're going to keep this campaign going as long as it takes, and we're going to send the message to our troops that we love them, we care about them, and we will not abandon them.
On Monday, Move America Forward launched what the group calls its Win in Iraq campaign, with a new commercial it says will run on television channels throughout the United States.
The choice is clear. We win in Iraq, or we face the terrorists here in America.
The commercial is highly likely to be controversial since it ends with a nuclear explosion over an American city. Joe Wiersbicki, a spokesman for the group, offers no apologies for the provocative ad.
If we fail in the war on terrorism, we face a far greater possibility of weapons of mass destruction being used against an American city. The reason we tie this danger to the war in Iraq is because the terrorists do.
A short time later, on Capitol Hill, anti-war activists complain that U.S. servicemen returning from the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan are not getting proper medical attention. Recent media reports detailed poor conditions and substandard care for soldiers at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. Stacey Bannerman's husband, Lauren, returned from Iraq and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder.
For dozens of our soldiers, it's been too late. They've killed themselves. They've committed suicide. They are drinking and drugging and homeless. Families are falling apart. Our troops are not being taken care of. And it is shredding the fabric of families across this country.
Nancy Lesson's stepson served as a Marine in Iraq. She is co-founder of the anti-war group Military Families Speak Out. She urged members of the U.S. Congress to cut funding for the conflict.
And we're calling on Congress to use the one power it has, the power of the purse, to bring this misbegotten war to an end. Congress now has the opportunity to cut off all the funds for continuing the war in Iraq and commencing a fully funded, safe, and orderly withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. It appears that this is an opportunity Congress is now preparing to squander.
The House of Representatives is preparing to debate a proposal linking emergency war funds to a withdrawal of troops from Iraq by September 2008. A similar measure was narrowly defeated in the Senate. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.